I mean, the one thing that we do need to remember, particularly about the outer regions of the Coral Sea, there are very few fishing vessels out there anyway. So really nothing changes from now until then. You know, you occasionally will see a longliner out there, and occasionally you'll see, you know, a commercial game fisher who's feeling very brave on a day out there. But largely it's an unfished area. So the other thing that we need to remember is that the zoning has not been finalised. There are still ongoing negotiations, and we're undertaking a further review following my visit to the region in January. So we just also need to be careful that we're not actually debating something that is yet to come into effect. So whilst I'd say, you know, please be assured that there will be no additional threat to not just our border security, but issues of biosecurity are just as important by any changes to the zoning of our marine reserves.
Why is that review of Australia's marine reserves taking so long, Minister, when your government was elected with a commitment to reviewing and making its intentions clear on this policy of Australia's marine reserves?
Look, it's actually a much more complicated process than even I imagined. When I first was appointed to responsibility as the Minister for Fisheries, and this was only in September last year, I was very keen to have a look for myself. And I mean, I know that's annoying because, you know, it does hold up a process for some time, but there was no way in the world as a new minister I was going to sign off on something that I hadn't actually had the opportunity to look at properly myself. I did that. I raised a number of concerns with the lead minister, the Minister for Environment, and he has agreed that he would have a look at some of the concerns, particularly that were raised by the fishermen, about what the implications would be of the proposed zoning that had been put forward by the previous government. We believe that it wasn't based on science. It had no real validity. We think it was overly emotional and was not going to provide the best outcome, not just for the environment, but also for our commercial fishing industry, our recreational fishing industry, our tourism industry. So whilst, you know, it has probably taken a little bit longer than we would have liked, I'd rather take a little bit longer and get the right result than to do something more quickly and end up with something that's not going to satisfy the best interests of the multiple stakeholders.
So can you give a commitment that there will be a clear policy going into this federal election campaign? Because fishers now have been through at least two or three election campaigns with no certainty about their future.
So, and can I just say that I recognise the issue that's confronting particularly the fishers around the Coral Sea. The rest of Australia largely is not greatly impacted. I mean, there are some areas, but largely it's not impacted. And I recognise that the Coral Sea is the last area that has had a lack of certainty in this space for some time. I'd be very keen to think that we will have the zones resolved by the end of the year. Obviously, that's subject to, you know, the election that's likely to happen on the 2nd of July and retaining government. I think we would have had it resolved had the election been at the end of the year. However, I think that the early election means that some of the issues that we do need to deal with to make sure that we get the best possible outcome we can for everyone are taking a little bit longer than any of us would have liked.
Minister, don't fishermen and doesn't the wider community deserve to know exactly what your intentions are in relation to this major policy of the world's largest marine park going into the federal election?
Well, obviously, this is a matter for the Minister for Environment. I have one part in it, and that is I obviously represent the people who fish in the areas that are concerned. But, you know, the one thing that you can be assured of is that whenever you try and do a negotiation with a whole heap of different stakeholders, and when the desires of those stakeholders are so polarised and so different in terms of access, it's a very, very tough negotiation. So the last thing that we wanted to do was to end up giving something, coming up with a set of zones that another government would just tear to pieces. So it's a very, very tricky negotiation.
Senator Rustin, whatever the outcome of that review ultimately is, are you confident the cost-benefit analysis of establishing a marine park in the Coral Sea will cover the cost of not only increased surveillance, but also compensation for any fishers that are displaced as a result of that policy?
Absolutely, but can I say that the one thing that I was very, very clear about was to try and work with our commercial fishing sector, who I think is so tremendously important for Australia, to see if we could come up with a compromise solution that would minimise the amount of dislocation of our fishers in our Commonwealth fisheries.
And in terms of surveillance, I mean, the fisherman that I've spoken to, Marty Cunningham, has spent 10 months at sea, covered 4,000 nautical miles, and in that time he said he saw one surveillance aircraft and one patrol vessel. How are you going to fund more surveillance activity in these very remote locations?
Yeah, look, and look, can I say that, you know, Martin is one of the people who are out in our fishery that we need more of. I mean, he provides an immense service to us because he provides all the information that he collects while he's out there, not just surveillance information, but scientific information. And, you know, he's a great example of a responsible fisherman. But it just goes to show just how big an area it is that, you know, somebody can have been out there for that length of time and not seen anything. We obviously concentrate our efforts in terms of our surveillance on areas that are high risk, where we've seen boats on numerous occasions before. Certainly we've got a very concentrated effort in the Torres Strait, because that's one area that we see a lot of foreign vessels coming through. So we obviously have to concentrate on the areas of greatest risk, and perhaps Mr Cunningham wasn't in those areas.